The Park City Library Community Room was filled to capacity as people viewed displays of the property that will become the Park City Arts and Cultural Center. Mayor Jack Thomas welcomed the gathering, surprised at the turnout, and told them that he was excited to talk about a new day in Park City.
This beginning of a new idea, and we have a great opportunity to work with two exciting partners that probably have been more involved with the way the town looks and feels, that character, that aesthetic, than any two organizations I can think of. So with Sundance and Kimball, we're at that moment in time when we've watched the evolution of this neighborhood, this Bonanza Park neighborhood. We've seen lots of intense proposals and ideas and concepts. But I think we have an opportunity now to look at something that fits the character, fits the mass form and scale of the zone district, and it's a beginning of an evolution of ideas to create a master plan to figure out what it's going to be.
Thomas said the city doesn't have all the answers yet, but they are sure of one thing and handed the mic over to budget manager Nate Rockwood to explain.
Currently, the county charges a transient room tax of 3%. The city does not charge that tax. The city council, over the next few weeks, will consider levying that tax. That tax would go into place January 1st of 2018, and with that funding source, the city would be able to issue sales revenue bonds against that funding source to purchase the property. Then again, once we get to the planning stage where Kimball and Sundance could buy the property, that money would come back into the district. That's when we would potentially break ground, create the parking and the transit center, and then continue with the construction at that point.
Thomas was quick to clarify that the tax would be imposed on visitors and not members of the community. Kimball Arts Center board member Robin Marouche expressed the center's enthusiasm to be part of a development that will bring so much to Park City.
Really beyond our wildest dreams to be able to think about the next 50 years of the Kimball Arts Center in this space with these partners. And it just feels like that moment in time that Jack talks about, that we can leave a legacy. Bill Kimball wanted to have a gathering place to inspire people in the arts so that we could enrich our lives beyond the necessity to make a living. It's a very noble vision to leave to a community, and that we could take it a step further to unknown places feels pretty special. And we are hopefully going to get your ideas and opinions as we start this journey, because as the Tigris and Euphrates met, a civilization was born, and we're going to have an arts and culture district that will be extraordinary for the nation, not only this community.
The Sundance Institute's CFO and managing director, Betsy Wallace, quoted their founder, Robert Redford.
When we presented it to the board the beginning of June, Robert Redford said to us, there's no doubt that the DNA of Sundance is started here. We've been here over 30 years. He's thrilled that this might become an opportunity that will blossom not only Sundance, but arts and culture. I think it's important to remember that with Kimball and with Sundance and arts and culture throughout the city and throughout Utah, that we really are an economic driver for the betterment of Utah. And I can't think of a better way to position Park City to be that lead for arts and culture, not only for Utah, but throughout the United States. I really do think it's fundamentally a game changer that the board was thrilled to be participating in, to be able to be a partner with Kimball, to be a partner with the city, and to see a future that if we can get all of our ducks in a row and we can work through the process and make this work, we're beyond excited.
Mayor Thomas had one last thought to share with the audience.
I traveled a little bit with my lovely bride back there. She got me out of Midvale, okay? She got me to move to Park City. She got me to travel to places in Europe that were amazing. And one of them was a town called Weimar, Germany. And it was a place that was magical. You know, it was like a group like this, you know, a handful of people that came together, and they created the Bauhaus movement in this small town. And I think we're at the beginning of something that is extremely powerful, and I'm optimistic that generations from now, people will say, wow, this really is the place.
Park City Council is scheduled to discuss the development at its meeting Thursday. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.